WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Well, the only thing a coach can hope for at this point in the season is one win, no losses. Hello and welcome. This is the Memorial Football Show, Week 2. I'm Brad Klein. We will hear from John Hurley, the head coach of the Tigers, celebrating their big win to start the season against Jasper, 37-6. Plus, Memorial is revamping and reloading, trying to get to 2-0 this week. They play North. Big game on Friday. All that and more here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is all brought to you by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, by Mike Carey from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. We won't keep you waiting any longer. John Hurley waiting on deck right here on WREF for Week 2 of the Memorial Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Mankey's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Mankey's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance.
And even shouldn't have parked under that tree insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
And we're back on the Memorial Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. And we have the head coach of the now 1-0 Tigers. Very happy to say John Hurley is here on the program. Coach, how are we doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm great. Then again, I'm not 1-0, so take me through what it took to get this win last Friday against Jasper, 37-6.
Yeah, I felt like defensively our kids were really assignment-oriented, and when you're going to play Jasper in that option, you have to be assignment-oriented. And we even talked about during the week, you know, we played the week most of the time on team scout offense, didn't even have a football to make sure guys were going who they were supposed to go to. So I think a lot of preparation from that side of the ball, and offensively protecting the football, and you know, guys making plays, and we made some mistakes, but I felt like overall the guys played a pretty clean football game.
We're going to have Matthew Fisher on the program to talk about his performance, but I want to hear your take first. The signal caller, as a senior, very impressive, 16 of 28, 260 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like you said, took care of the ball, no interceptions. What did you make of his performance?
you know, I think he's playing with a lot more confidence, you know, having to sit out games 5 through 13 last year and watch from the sidelines, I think, helped him mentally to be able to process and kind of what expectations are. The one thing I think we can improve on is not holding the ball as much and maybe getting it out a little earlier and taking what's offered. And that's not necessarily meant to be critical, but he was efficient. But we'd like to be our completion percentage over 60%.
You know, it was cool because the first game of a season, in really any sport, at any level, that's when you get the initial impression of what this team's going to look like. And so last year, of course, Luke Alsperman got a lot of reps behind center. Now he's back at more of his natural habitat as a receiver, and he blossomed. 7 catches, more than 100 yards. What was his reaction to his own performance and your reaction to his performance as he finds his own natural position, his own natural groove once again?
Well, you know, he performed a lot like we expected him to. He's an explosive kid. But the thing that I was most excited about was his downfield blocking was phenomenal. And it's a big deal. It kind of sets the tempo for all the guys out there. And so for Luke Elsper and Luke Dockery, I felt like both of them were really good downfield blocking.
Again, we have John Hurley, the head coach of the now 1-0 Memorial Tigers after a 37-6 win in week one against Jasper. And again, a very, very impressive performance offensively. But, Coach, like you said, defensively, to hold this team to 6 points, and the only 6 coming in the fourth quarter as well, putting up 3 straight zeros, that's not an easy feat. So to do that, you're going to need some impressive performances defensively. We're talking about a couple of guys and picking them apart their game offensively, but who stuck out on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, we've moved a lot of guys around, and we've been really fortunate to have kids be selfless through the years and move to where the team kind of needs them. Liam Bryant, we moved from a quarterback and receiver type to defensive end, and he had a really strong football game. Connor Orr, who's been kind of a fullback, running back for us, we moved him into defensive tackle. Brady Combs moved to defensive tackle from offensive line. And Quentin Merkel, who's kind of a throwback for us from the standpoint of he worked his way up through the program, played JV last year, and now is really thriving, getting his opportunity to play on varsity. There's not a lot of kids that do that anymore. You know, if they feel like they're not playing varsity by their sophomore year, you know, they're really not interested playing JV football, and it gets harder and harder to find those kids, and Quentin to be one of those guys and now finding success at the varsity level, I'm pretty excited for him.
Alex Brochier's involved in 14 tackles on Friday. What makes him successful, and how does he get to the ball what feels like every single time?
I tell you, one is his intensity and his motor. I mean, he's got a great motor. He's got a nose for the football, and he's been that way since he was a sophomore. He's a tremendous leader for us. He's a captain, and, I mean, he leads by example. He practices the same way he plays. It's full speed.
Again, we have the Memorial Football Show in Week 2 with the head coach, John Hurley, celebrating 1-0 against Jasper, a win 37-6 last Friday. We talked about the offensive side of the ball. Matthew Fisher back behind center where he belongs. Extremely impressive 3-touchdown performance. We're going to hear from him on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
We're back on the Memorial Football Show, week two, after a 37-6 win last Friday against Jasper. The Tigers are 1-0, largely thanks to Matthew Fisher, the quarterback, three-touchdown performance. Matthew is on the program right now. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, for you, I'd imagine three touchdowns and more than 250 yards is extremely satisfying. It would be for anyone, but for you, having sat at the back half of last year, now you're back where you belong as the signal caller to start your senior year. You ball out. Talk to me about the path it took for you to get back to this spot.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an easy road, obviously. You never want to see a season cut short due to injury, but, you know, that was the reality of what happened, and I just had to accept that and, you know, worked hard to get back for baseball and was fortunate enough to get back there, and, you know, since then it's been smooth sailing. I really haven't had anything, and, you know, now I'm just back to being myself and, you know, getting out there and competing. So just super excited to be back.
Not your first time competing since the injury. You mentioned, you know, getting back for baseball and all that stuff. But football, of course, it's a different vibe. And it's certainly a different element when that's the sport that you were injured in. So when you took that first snap, was there any element of trepidation from that injury? Or were you full throttle?
You know, I think, I mean, I'd be lying if I said there isn't a little bit of it in my head. But I think just a lot of it was just built up. You know, it's a long wait to get to this first game. And, you know, as you said, taking that first snap and just kind of getting that first snap out of the way, that was a huge, I guess, sense of relief. And, I mean, ever since that first snap, I just felt so comfortable back there. And, you know, I really didn't have any second thoughts about the injury. It was just, you know, go out there and be loose, be free, and just play the game that I love playing.
You know, by radio, sports radio bylaws, I had to ask about the injury. You know, and it's an important part of the story of your return. That said, the headline should be 16 of 28, 260, three touchdowns. So we're not going to talk about the injury anymore because it doesn't seem like it's hampering you at all. You played really, really well in that 37-6 win against Jasper. My question is, what went right for you to get to a three-touchdown performance to begin this season?
I think there was a lot of factors. I mean, honestly, my job was really, really easy back there. I mean, obviously, those five guys up front blocked for me all night long, and they just gave me so much time. So, you know, a lot of credit goes to those guys. And then you got to get the skill guys out wide, and Dylan, Luke Elsprin, Dockery, Simon, Max Anslinger. I think, you know, those guys were really good and made my job really easy. Just had to get the ball to them, and I mean, they're so explosive that their yards after catch helped me out a lot.
You know, Coach was very complimentary of you and your game in week one. He said that the only constructive criticism he would give is to get the ball out a little bit quicker. And I'm sure that's the type of thing that comes with a little bit of time. Everyone's going to be a little bit quicker in week two and week three of the season than they were in week one. But is there anything that you can do in this week leading up to this upcoming game against North on Friday to get that done and to accomplish that and to shave off a few fractions of a second in the pocket?
Yeah, I think just obviously building timing with those receivers is a big deal. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's another week to work on that. So, you know, not at all where I want to be right now after week one, but just hopefully just to continue getting better at, you know, my reads and just being on the same page with every single receiver and throwing based off anticipation, knowing that they're going to be in the spot where I'm going to throw it. So I think just another week of that and of building confidence with each other is going to be huge.
Again, we're here on the Memorial Football Show, Week 2, getting ready for the upcoming game against North. And Memorial had a really, really strong start to the season, a 37-6 win, thanks largely to the quarterback, Matthew Fisher, who's here on the program right now. All right, Matthew, before we let you go, we're going to talk to Coach in a moment about this upcoming game against North. I'll ask you, what do you need to do in your role, in your 1-11th, to get the job done against North on Friday and move to 2-0?
Yeah, I mean, North's a really, really good team. They're very well coached, and you know, no matter what sport we play them in, it's always a dogfight. They compete really well, and especially in football. I mean, they're very, very physical up front. And I think for us and for me, I think just going out there and playing our game. You know, we can't try to do too much. We got to stick to our game plan, and you know, obviously execute to the best of our ability. I think, you know, if we do that, I think we're in good shape.
Matthew Fisher, congrats on the great start. Good luck on Friday. Looking forward to seeing what you put together in Week 2.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Talk Week 2 of the high school football season on the horizon right here on 7.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Attorney Scott Stratman at Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on WREF, John Hurley is back after Matthew Fisher took the reins for a quick segment. Very impressive young man after a very impressive performance, 260 yards in the air, 3 touchdowns as part of a 37-6 win against Jasper. That means that the Tigers are 1-0, but they put that undefeated record on the line on Friday against North. So, Coach, I'll ask you, to beat North, to move to 2-0, what's it going to take?
Well, I mean, it's going to be, I say it every week, but it really stands true. We're going to have to be able to stop the run. Offensively, we got to protect the football and be efficient with our possessions.
Now, what does your scouting report say about the Huskies? Now, obviously, what you said, that's all directed towards your roster and yourselves, and that's all very important. But what are they going to throw at you? Who are they going to throw at you?
Well, defensively, they look a little different than they have in years past. They're going more with an odd front, but the philosophy, I think, remains the same. They're liking to bring different pressure looks, and they like to keep seven in the box and really force the issue. They got some nice athletes to kind of play over the top. Offensively, physical running game, and I think they're getting better throwing the football. I suspect they're going to put a little more effort into throwing the ball down the field against us.
Now, in ramping up for week two against North, and it's the type of thing, it's week one, and certainly a lot went right against Jasper, but I'm sure there are things that you're looking to improve upon. One area that Jasper did edge you in is the penalty yardage, 45 yards you guys gave away on penalties. How much is that being addressed in this week leading up to this game against North?
Quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of things we wanted to work on, but the penalties, the holding, two of those delay of games were on me, and we just got to get more efficient in what we're doing. And, you know, even to kind of talk about things we want to improve on, the idea of the penalties and mental penalties. Mental penalties are the ones that we want to eliminate. The effort penalties we can live with, we still want to get rid of them. And, you know, we cost ourselves two touchdowns in the game with those penalties. So those are things that we've got to improve on.
Again, Memorial and North on Friday, week two, and the Tigers trying to go to 2-0. It is a 6:30 kick. Coach, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the first game of the season being a win. Really appreciate you coming on, doing this, and looking forward to doing it same time next week. All right?
Good deal. Thank you.
You got it. You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.